Ugandan Apostle Dr. Stephen Senfuma passed on the 26th of June at Nakasera Hospital, in Kampala, at the age of 55. Related articles: Bishop Stephen Senfuma's transformation to salvation, June 26, 2021. 202 Church calls for prayers for Bishop Stephen Senfuma, June 10, 2021. 1.5K. He was the senior pastor of United Christian Center, UCC, Kampala for over 25 years. Through the Innerman Ministries, God used him to renew people's hearts in Uganda and abroad. Born in Nakakonj Village, Bugir County, Kayunga District, Bishop Stephen married Favor 14 years ago, and God blessed them with children: Rebecca, Dora, Esther, Grace, Genesis, and Exodus. Mrs. Favor revealed during a press briefing Thursday that her husband was first admitted to Platinum Medical Center on the 1st of June, 2021, before being transferred to Nakasera Hospital. "I want to thank God. This period has not been easy for me. Ever since my husband got sick, immediately, my heart was burning all the time. And that is one of the signs the Holy Spirit uses to tell me that something super good is going to happen to me, or something very bad is going to happen. Whenever I could look at him, my heart would melt. There was fire that could not be quenched by even cold water," she said. "So many people were praying every hour when he was put on oxygen, and I appreciate them. I can't say I knew he was going to die. I had the faith that I was going to bring back my husband home. I had all the faith, until the last minute when I saw him on bed going away," she continued. "I want to thank God so much. He is a good God. He is mighty. When my husband passed on, there were so many things going through my mind. Bishop Stephen Senfuma and wife. The very thing that I feared most, came to me. Just as Job said, but God is good. I don't have any questions for God. I am not grumbling. I know that God is going to take that place of a husband," she went on. "I am so grateful to God for these 14 years, for the gift of life, and children." Mrs. Favor in her speech urged that Dr. Stephen Senfuma was COVID-19 negative at his point of death, but succumbed to the infection's concomitant effects. The journey. Dr. Stephen Senfuma's father, the late Didumba Katula Wilson, was one of the survivors of the 1945 World War, and had three wives. They altogether gave birth to 23 children. Senfuma's mother, Farista Nzela, was the youngest of all the three. She begat 16 of the 23 children. In his book titled, The Testimony of Bishop Stephen Senfuma, the well-known preacher shared a testimony of how God found him hopeless and transformed him inside out. Bishop Senfuma's testimony begins with his very birth. He wrote in his book that his mother didn't have access to a hospital and ended up giving birth from a nearby garden at their home. Due to family wrangles, Senfuma's mother was later chased out of her home together with all of her children. "Our father could provide to all children clothing and beddings, apart from us, because he didn't love us," the preacher wrote. Life before salvation. At a tender age, Bishop Senfuma used backcloth for beddings. As one who experienced psychological torture as a child, Bishop Senfuma urged parents to avoid using harsh words and actions towards children. "My father helped me study up to primary 3. Unfortunately, he stopped there to pay school fees for me, so we kept moving from one school to another. Surprisingly, he could pay school fees for children from other families whenever they pleased him. He would reward them by paying their school fees," he wrote. "One day I was sent to collect school fees in a uniform, but my father simply told me to sit at home for over 2 weeks. Afterwards, he gave me his pajama adjusted with a string to fit my waist. At school I was the topic of the day. At break time, all children gathered around me and laughed at me for the pajama which looked like a skirt. I hated school and feared lunchtime, so I ended up leaving school before lunchtime. As I ran back home, I stopped under a mango tree and cried. This is the day I remember in life which opened up the door of sorrow upon my heart and my life. At home my father told me to go and harvest coffee and to attend to the cows. I then understood that he was not interested in paying my school fees anymore. I then devised ways of getting school fees to go back to school by joining a local traditional dance group," he wrote. With others, Bishop Senfuma would entertain people at weddings or other functions. He also used to carry matuk to local marketplaces, though it severely affected his back. He was thankfully able to pay his own school fees from primary 3 to primary 6. That is where his education ended. Senfuma, his siblings and mother were soon taken in by their poor drunkard uncle. His mother began selling local brew, and in such a business, she got married to one of her customers who was a traditional doctor. He also trained people in witchcraft at his home. We assisted him in his duties, and I was the one drumming in the shrine during those traditional functions. Life was better, for we easily got what to eat and afforded meat out of the many sacrifices made in the shrine," Bishop Senfuma wrote in his book. Moving to Kampala, Bishop Senfuma's sister Gertrude Nansasi married a one Mr. Sabadiba. The couple later had a vast cassava plantation, and decided to use the flour for making pancakes. They requested Senfuma to help in making and selling the pancakes. All we came with to Kampala was a sack of cassava flour, a charcoal stove and a frying pan. After preparing, I would then carry the pancakes at the eastern gate of Makerere University for sale. My target customers were the Makerere students who were passing by as they went to Malago Hospital. Unfortunately, they never bought any pancakes and most of the time we would take back the pancakes and eat them ourselves. This business failed and Senfuma later had to work as a houseboy. I was in great misery in this place for I could not even eat of the food I cooked, and never had a blanket, he recalled. Senfuma wrote that his boss abused him and forced him to wash her knickers, including those she used in her monthly periods. Finally, at the end of the month, she chased me away without a penny. At this point, I wanted to commit suicide, but I did not have even money to buy poison or a rope. I wanted to force myself into a moving car so that it kills me as I cross the road at Wanjia. Unfortunately, all cars were moving at slow speed, so I gave up. Senfuma's in-law got him another place to work as a houseboy again. The place was near Old Kampala Police Post, though he could share their food, the couple were drunkards, he wrote. Bishop Senfuma later left this job and joined his brothers in Bakuli, a Kampala suburb. Here they were making and selling cakes, each would go for 50 equals and the person selling would receive 3 equals shillings per cake. He later also started training in boxing and kung fu. I gathered money from a day's work and registered with Kampala Boxing Club, KBC. I often went for training and at the same time sold cakes to the people I trained with. I had a convincing thought that in life, nobody loved me since my own father did not. It thus moved me into boxing with the motive of gaining defense and attack mechanism in life, he wrote in his book. All the youths that were training in boxing were smokers of opium, a dangerous habit he unfortunately adapted to, and finally became an addict. Many times I would utter and throw vulgar words to anyone who held a Bible. In pretense I would request for that Bible to read, but only to end up tearing it in pieces or burning it completely. I burnt 6 Bibles simply because the Bible referred to God as our Heavenly Father, yet I hated my biological father on earth. I had a negative perception of the word father. One time at a funeral there were ladies who sung hymns throughout the night. In the morning, they put down their hymn books which I secretly picked and burnt completely, he wrote. Many evangelists who tried to preach to me would just endure my vulgar and obscene words as they preached to me. I actually would tell them to save me instead of telling me about their white Christ. I really hated myself and was fed up of everything in my life. This is a characteristic of people going through a painful situation or having wounds in their hearts, to always try to find rest or do something that will help them forget the pain. For example, smoking cigarettes, drinking booze, taking drugs, he wrote. Accepting Christ after going through all this, Senfuma came to understand that everything man tries to do in his own wisdom is in vanity. According to the preacher, Christ alone offers an everlasting rest to all who come to him. A lady preacher who had come to my one-roomed house at Bakuli, a suburb of Kampala, had spoken the gospel to me. I welcomed this lady into my house with an intention to hurt her, but it is a mystery how I waved off the thought. She was part of the group of born-again door-to-door evangelists. When she was seated, I quickly shut the door to carry out my intentions. Surprisingly, she did not raise any alarm when I made advances towards her. She was cool, calm, and collected, a thing I had least expected of her. Truly, the righteous are bold as a lion, and she was one indeed. In confidence she stood up and began moving her lips as though in silent speech. I did not understand what she was doing then, but now I know that she was praying, he wrote in his book. For a few minutes I remained stationed staring at her lips. I don't remember how I opened for her the door to exist. When she was outside the house she pointed at me saying, "You man, one day you will get saved, despite your stubbornness." Little did I know that this was a prophecy. Bishop Senfuma's turning point was when his brother named Kiviri committed suicide. After burial, I went to my brother's home in Nakulabai, a neighborhood in Kampala. He had a neighbor by the name Lul Moses. This man came and visited us at home. As we conversed he said, "Congratulations. You have really become a professional boxer. Your game was broadcasted on television." He immediately offered me a soda. It surprised me greatly because in my life no one had ever offered me such. Somewhere amidst the conversation, he opened his Bible and told me that despite being a professional boxer in kung fu, I could die at any time. This caused great fear in my life, for it was the very voice in my heart. He quoted Rev 20:11, he wrote. Earlier in life, Senfuma had a lot of questions concerning death but had no one to help provide the answers until this point. some of the questions were, where does a person go after death? What does the person see after death? Why do the people I lived with don't come back to tell me what befell them? He clearly told me that in case a person dies without accepting Christ in your life, you go to hell, but when you accept Christ, in death you go straight to heaven. He confirmed to me that he never feared death, for he was born again. In my life I used to fear two things, a gun and death, therefore I was surprised when he said was never scared of death. He actually talked about death with courage and joy, something I had not seen before. This man never told me to accept Christ, but he shared with me several scriptures from the Bible concerning life after death, heaven and hell, etc. That day, Wednesday, I decided to accept Christ, and got saved. The following Sunday, Sinfuma walked from Bakuli to Kamwokya to a church called Christ Our Way Church led by Pastor Sam Wamala. At the end of the service, I went to the pastor and requested him to lead me into a prayer to openly accept Christ as my personal savior, although he had not made an altar call, he wrote in his book.